It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
Tuesday afternoon, USDA released their weekly crop progress crop condition ratings report. Of course, this report gives us an idea of just what the previous week's weather's influence was on the grains, as well as where progress is sitting. We return from the break, we'll talk about that report.
Spring planting is here, and it's time to make the final adjustments to your 2026 crop plans. That makes it even more important to have information on what's really going to help drive the markets and to help determine market potential. Will your MPCI coverage be enough to cover the value of the growing crop? Maybe consider hail insurance. Martinson Ag writes hail insurance with five different companies. Call Martinson Ag at 701-205-4200. The risk management specialist, Martinson. Martinson Ag is an equal opportunity provider.
On Tuesday, USDA released their weekly crop progress report. Of course, this report now has given us a good idea that planting is moving along pretty good. And only one state now is behind the five-year average in planting progress for both corn and soybeans. And that is Ohio, and they continue to be wet. So it's likely we're going to continue to see that eastern corn belt continue to see a little bit of trouble with finishing up with planting. But as of May 24th, 86% of the nation's corn was planted. That's up 10% from the previous week and up 3% for the five-year average. Emergence sits at 60%, which is compares to 58% for the five-year average. For soybeans, 79% of the crop is now planted. That's up 12% from last week, and it's 11% ahead of the average pace. 49% of the soybeans have emerged versus 40% average. Looking at sunflowers, 27% of the nation's crop has been planted. That's up 21% from the previous week, 10% ahead of the five-year average. Sorghum planting, though, continues to lag a little bit. Only 36% of the crop is now in the ground. That's up 6% from last week, and it is down 1% for the five-year average. For winter wheat, 78% of the crop has been headed. There is harvest starting down in Texas and parts of Kansas. That heading, though, is 78% complete versus 70% on the five-year average. Winter wheat conditions did decline 1%. It's now the lowest in quite a few years. We did see it come in at 26% good to excellent, down 1% from the last week, 2% less than expected by the trade. What was interesting is the hard red winter wheat crop actually saw stable conditions, where soft red saw a slight increase in conditions. But it was the white winter wheat, the over in the western regions, that saw the decline. They dropped as far as their conditions ratings were concerned. For spring wheat, we're looking at planting now at 86% complete. That's versus 79% for the five-year average. It was 1% less than expected by the trade, but we are getting the crop planted. North Dakota now at 83% versus 71% average. Overall, you'd have to say that this report was maybe a little bit negative to the grains.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.